Our Siddur snippets are sponsored by Renee and Jack Nussbaum, and the Schus of a Refuah Shlema for Adul Bas Alta Chaya should have a speedy and complete and painless Refuah Shlema. We've discussed Moda'ani, how we wake up with an attitude of gratitude. We began the first of the 100 brachas we'll recite a day, Anatilas Yadayim, and that brings us up to the bracha of Asher Yatzar. The bracha Asher Yatzar that we associate with coming out of the bathroom with a successful experience of eliminating the food that we've eaten is among the most important brachos that we say. I'm not the one telling you that. The Kuzari, Rav Yehuda Halevi himself writes that kama gedola abracha azos be'inyana v'kama mesukanos miloseha. How important, how great is this bracha, and how perfectly designed are its words. This is a bracha that helps us calibrate our compass each day to recognize the miracle of existence, the very miracles that are taking place each and every moment. The Shla HaKadosh writes, Birchas Asher Yatzar, Re'uya Lios Berosh Kol HaBrachos. Asher Yatzar is really the father of all brachos, the archetype of all brachos. Because if you understand that the purpose of every bracha, as we quoted last time from the Rambam, is to promote our Yira Shamayim, to see Hashem 100 times in our day, we stop and we realize we're not in charge, we're not in control. Things that happen aren't random or chance, but 100 times a day we interrupt to see Hashem. Well, through this bracha and the experience which it memorializes, one can see Hashem in a way which is so easy to take for granted. So the Rosh writes in his Orchos Chaim, Hizoher bebirchas asher yatzar bekavana. It's so important to not neglect the miracle of our digestive system, the miracle of every physiological, anatomical system we have when it works, to acknowledge Hashem in the minutiae, in the details, in the miracle, in what seems otherwise to be the natural and the ordinary. Says the Rosh, ensure you have great kavana. I know someone in our community, in Elul, took upon himself, his Kabbalah, what he took upon this year was to always stand still when saying Asher Yatzar. You'll see, stand outside a bathroom, you'll see some people are still, they start their Asher Yatzar at the sink in the bathroom. They get a head start, which obviously is incorrect. But people, while they're walking out, while they're on their way, while they're going where they're going, they're mumbling words, not even paying attention. Says the Rosh, we have to do it with kavana. Stand still. I got a sefer, the entire sefer is called Birchas Asher Yatzar Bikavana. It's divided into 30 parts to complete it each month and to renew a sense of understanding and appreciation of what this bracha is about. If you want to appreciate that Asher Yatzar plays such a significant role, then know in the entire Shulchan Aruch and the entire code of Jewish law, there's only one bracha of the 100 we're mandated to say a day, of many, many more than that of brachos. There's only one bracha the Shulchan Aruch itself gives the definition, the explanations of. And that is the bracha of Asher Yatzar. It's the most common bracha, not just those of Ashkenazi descent. It's the most common bracha, that was a joke, it's the most common bracha that we recite, more than Birchas Hanenan, more than the brachas that we say on food. That's why the Marsha in the Tshuva, in Siman Tzadi Zayin, says, if a person is faced with both making a bracha achrona, you finished eating, and you come out of the bathroom, and which one do you do first? The bracha achrona or the Asher Yatzar? Says the Marshal, you make the Asher Yatzar, because it's Tadir, it is the more common bracha. The Aruch HaShulchan writes in Siman Vav, that if you look at Asher Yatzar, which we're going to do over the next several snippets, not too long, again, we could spend a year on it, but just a few more sessions. The Aruch HaShulchan writes, if you look at the bracha, it doesn't even acknowledge why we're saying it. Other brachas, Hamotzi Lechem Min Ha'aretz, is on the Lechem. Barine Misamim, you're taking a pleasant fragrance. Yet Asher Yatzar is talking about the human body, but it doesn't specifically address what is the catalyst or the impetus for why we've recited it. Why is that? Why doesn't it address exactly the reason? So of course the obvious explanation, the Aruch HaShulchan says, Lashon Nekiyah. It would be inappropriate, it's undignified to specifically address the reason for which we've said it. But he gives a much more, I think, significant reason to us. And that is, it's not limited to speaking about that particular act, that particular behavior, that particular experience. It's talking about the complexity and the miracle of the human body as a whole. Every time we breathe and air fills our lungs and the filters that are operating, every time we eat in the digestive system that is at work, our entire anatomy, our body, the human body is a miracle. And Asher Yatzar, though associated with coming out of the bathroom, is not limited to appreciation and praise for the digestive system, but it's talking about our body as a whole. Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz in his Yaros Dvash writes, Mishabaki b'chokhmas anituach shekoren anatomy, If you're familiar, the more familiar you are with anatomy and what has to happen, the more you'll see Hashem and feel His love, the details, the minutiae, everything that has to go right. Rav Yerucham of the Mir is quoted as saying, if we really understood from taking a bite, the morsel of food we put in our mouth, what it takes to chew and to break down and the saliva, what it takes for it to go down where it's supposed to go and for the body to absorb the nutrients and to leave that which is unhealthy. If we understood the details, the complexity, everything that had to go right, this is what Rav Yerucham says, we would send a telegram home every time we successfully went to the bathroom as if we have succeeded, we've come out of a successful surgery. The intricacy and detail from when you ingest food to you eliminate it is no less sophisticated, miraculous than undergoing a surgery. And so Asha Yatzer is an appreciation, not of that limited act, but it's appreciation of the miracle of the human body as a whole. An area so easy to neglect and so easy to take for granted until it doesn't work properly. Until it's broken down. Watch or listen to the Asha Yatzer of someone with Crohn's or colitis, of someone with a colostomy. Watch of someone with a catheter. Watch somebody who doesn't have the ease and the comfort of being able to eat and eliminate in a way they or others have taken for granted their whole life, and you'll see the appreciation, what they long for, what they would give to be like anyone else. It shouldn't have to take to wait, to miss or long for when we were like anyone else, but in order to appreciate and perhaps to prevent, God forbid, needing the nudge and reminder, to say an Asher Yatzer, as the Rush wrote, Bikavana, maybe a Kabbalah we can all take, to not walk around, to stand still, and to focus on these short words that take only a few seconds, which we'll review together over the next few evenings.